torture with water, the funnel. The victim would tell all the needed information in a confession with the help of this torture without causing any external bodily harm. The impact on the internal organs could be controlled and prolonged for many hours. The essence of the torture was to pour a lot of water into a person. The victim's nose was closed with a clothespin and the water was poured into its throat. Depending on the severity of the crime, 4 to 15 liters of water were poured into a person. Sometimes instead of boiling water, molten iron or sewage was used. To increase the torture of the criminal, they would push him back and the weight of the full stomach would squeeze his lungs and heart. The sensation of lack of air and heaviness in the chest were complemented with pain from the stretched stomach. If this was not enough, the executioners put a board on the criminal's stomach and then pressed on it or beat it to amplify the suffering. The victim could survive if they vomited the accumulated liquid out, but the survivors often died from deformation of the internal organs. It is known that this method was not only used by the barbarians of the Middle Ages, but also in the interrogation rooms of intelligence agencies and concentration camps.